In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, it says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Greetings, Roadblock family, and welcome to this heart-to-heart conversation. Nicolette Swaby here, and I'm meditating on this scripture. Just so much I've been meditating. I'm recording this podcast early Monday morning, and at about 3 a.m., sometime after 3 o'clock, my husband got up and he was doing some work to leave out for work, for school. He teaches. And I was just there, and I was excited to get out of bed. And I was just there laying down and meditating, and I just got excited about why I was excited. Because we did something very special last night, and you will get to hear of it very soon. But we did something very special, and at after 3 in the morning, I was just wanting to get up to go to it and start doing what I needed to do. And for a little while, I hadn't felt that kind of excitement to get up early. It was super early in the morning, right? And I was meditating on the why, you know, the why. And it took me back to a prayer that I made, that I prayed to the Lord, and I was saying, "God, is there something that if everything is gone, like, I would be so excited to continue doing this," right? And I love everything that I do. I love doing the podcast. I love music. I love singing. I enjoy being a wife. I enjoy being a mom. We have a long list of things that we do, right? But if there is one thing that, you know, I just, this is, you know, yeah. And I realized that singing unto the Lord, I don't know, but as I said, I love everything that the Lord has graced me to do and empowered me to do and led me to do, because it's all Him. It's one body and it's all Christ. We get that, right? It's all Christ leading and using us. And so I enjoy everything that He uses this body to do. I really do. But then I just began to see how much worship takes me to that David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and it's to dwell in His house forever," right? Something like that. And I just realized worship and singing unto the Lord, it takes me out of every care, every concern, everything. And it's just me and my Lord. Just that space, that place of intimacy with God. And I realized singing unto the Lord is that thing for me, you know, worship and being able to make melody in my heart and spontaneous worship unto God and just pouring out my heart and also receiving His heart, because it's an exchange. He speaks, you speak, communication. And I was just so excited to get out of bed because I prayed something last night, and I said, "Lord, I pray that as you pour into us, into my family, as you pour worship into us, that you'll pour into other families," something like that, that worship will be reinvited in our homes, in our homes. There are so many times when we're focused on other things, and we're trying to do other things and moving further and further away from the simplicity of worship, where God just wants a heart that is after His heart, a heart that is willing, that you may not know everything, but you give God your all, whatever that is, you know, you give him your all, whatever he's requiring, whatever he desires of you in that moment, that from a place of truth, from a place inspired by the Spirit, that place of intimacy with God. Yesterday, I was at church and the minister said, there are times when we, and it stood out to me so much. He said, there are times when we would say things like, just worship God in your own way. And I know what that means when we say it, because I have said it before, worship God in your own way. But then he said, it's not about worshiping God in your own way. There is a way to worship God, and that's in spirit and in truth. And it really, I grabbed that, because indeed, sometimes we want to do things our own way because, as he said, we lack discipline, or we just, you know, we love our own way, or we want to do it our way. But the word of God lets us know how we worship God, and it's in spirit and in truth. That's what the Lord requires in this time. That's what he desires. That's what he asks for. David, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And we touched on it in our last heart-to-heart conversation, where we spoke about doing things from the heart. We're not going to love God or give to God out of compulsion, out of force, but we're going to do it from the heart. It's real to us. That's the thing that we want to wake up in the morning because we love God. I want to do this unto you. And it's not so much just about the doing, but it's the state of our hearts unto God. I want to ask you this morning, what is that thing that makes you want to get up in the morning? What is that thing that gets you excited? What is that sense of purpose? Many people are looking for purpose. They want to know, why was I born? Why am I here on the earth? And we know we're here to honor God and to fear the Lord and to you know, worship him. We worship him. I spoke about singing for me, like that when I sing unto God from the heart, sing unto God in spirit and in truth. That one thing for me, many things, yes, but that one thing for me is like, you can't take my worship through music unto God. That's what I pour out unto the Lord. There are some people who are writers. They write in spirit and in truth. You can dance in spirit and in truth. That so many things may be happening in your life, but when you begin to dance, even without a song playing, even without music, you just start dancing. You just start making movements unto the Lord. That's that thing for you. There's some people who they do a lot of charity work. They do, that's what they're led of the Spirit to do. They go to the orphanage and they give and they do a lot of, that's what they do unto the Lord. That's their offering. That's their tithe and offering unto God. That's their sacrifice unto God, that even though they may have a job, even though they may have children to take care of, but that one thing, that seed that God has placed in them, they're like, this is something that I'm compelled to do of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost in me can't let me rest until I go to that orphanage. Can't let me rest until I go to the street and tell somebody about Jesus. It can't let me rest until I record this podcast session. It can't let me rest until I make melodies in my heart unto God. What is that one thing? What is that one thing that you feel the Lord leading you into today? And I pray that you will see it, that we will not just live our lives randomly and doing a bunch of things and doing that and doing that and doing that, but never finding that sense of purpose or your why. Why do I do it? Why am I so passionate about what I do? Or why am I so passionate about who I am? It's because of God. It's because my worship unto him compels me to do it. I can't not do it. You know, we look at the plants and there is a seed that's planted in the ground and you water it and you may put fertilizer, whatever you may do, but that seed turns into a tree. It grows up and it begins to bear fruit. What is the fruit that you're bearing? What's that thing that you are growing into where you have to bear this fruit? The sunlight comes and you are watered with the word and the Holy Spirit is leading you and you are bearing this fruit. You're like, I have to be this tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. That's what it says in Psalm chapter 1. We are that tree planted by the rivers, planted. We're planted in Jesus, rooted and grounded in him. And we're going to bring forth fruit in our season. What's that fruit? What's that thing that you're bringing forth? What is the substance? What's that thing that you're producing? What's that thing? That thing that you're producing, that's what's going to get you up. Hallelujah. That's going to get you up in the morning. You're going to, I have to produce. I have to allow the word of God to saturate my heart and bring forth fruit. I gotta see somebody changed. I gotta see a life changed. I gotta see my family changed. I gotta see my children changed. I gotta see fruit. I gotta see substance. I gotta see it. I gotta wake up. It's gonna keep me on my knees. It's gonna keep me praying. What's that thing? What is it? What is it that you are called to in this season? What's the fruit that you're bringing forth in this season? That even if you're tired, you know, I gotta seek the Lord. I gotta pray. I gotta worship. It doesn't matter how tired I am. I got a little more strength in this body to do it. I gotta do it before I go to the grave. I gotta bear fruit. I gotta do this. I gotta do it. I don't know if this is making any sense to you, but I hope it is, and I know it is. I know it is. And I'm challenging you today. Go before the Lord. Ask him, seek the Lord, seek the Lord. Say, Lord, lead me, lead us, God, that we would live our lives with purpose, that we will live our lives in such a way that brings glory and honor to you. We would live our lives with passion, truth, purpose in the Spirit. That our lives will truly mean something. Even if it doesn't mean anything to anybody else, it means something to us. We know why we do it. Because there are a lot of critics and there are a lot of people who may say things, but you know why you walk the way you walk. You know why you do what you do. You know why you live unto God, and it's not your responsibility to get others to understand your calling. It's not your responsibility to persuade others of your gift or persuade others of your purpose. Just be who you are called to be. Just be. And be encouraged and wait on the Lord. Let me say this part, because there are times when the Lord may give us visions and he may lead us to do certain things and we feel as though I don't have the resources. I don't know where to start. I don't know. There are times when God will have you in that season of waiting, where you just prepare yourself, where you allow him to sanctify you, to purify you, to cleanse your heart. The passion or the drive is not, let's go out there and do this and do that, but they allow the Lord to sanctify and settle us and perfect what he needs to perfect in us. And wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And as you submit your heart and submit yourself, there are things you won't even have to ask for. You're not going to need to be praying, Lord, do this, do that, do that. Once you sanctify yourself, you put away the strange gods from among you. That's what Jacob said when the Lord said to him, come to Bethel. Bethel is the house of God. It's the where God dwells. And God said, come to Bethel. And Jacob went to his household. He said to them, put away the strange gods and change your garments. That's a type of sanctification. Put away the idols. Put away the things that have been distracting you. Put away the sin. Put away the weight. Put away the things that you're doing. The mindset, the ways, and change your garments. Be sanctified. Purify your heart. Repent. change and come to Bethel. Come to the house of God. Come to where God dwells. Come and meet with the Lord. And so today, let's go to Bethel. Let's go to Bethel. Let us seek the face of the Lord. Let us hear what God has to say concerning us, concerning our lives, and concerning his kingdom. At the end of the day, it's the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And our desire is to see the kingdom come on earth. In whatever way that the Lord leads you, in however way that he leads you, you may be a teacher, you may be a doctor. Let his kingdom come in your space today. Let his kingdom come on the job today. Let his kingdom come. You may be passionate about teaching those children. That may be your driving force, the thing that you do unto the Lord to equip the next generation. Let his kingdom come in that space as you humble yourself and allow the Lord to sanctify you. And as you put away the strange gods and change your garments and to be holy in the sight of the Lord, may you see the fruit. May you see fruit from everything that your hand touches. God bless you. Until next time, have a wonderful day. It's the Roadblock Podcast. I'm Nicolette Swaybe, always excited to be with you. Walk on, warrior.